Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, and welcome to another beautiful Saturday morning. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
And you are listening to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. And I have to tell you, we had someone who really overcame in a much different way than any of our previous guests, our guest last week, Julie Mathis, Kristen.
We did. Julie had a plethora of obstacles in her way. She had health issues. She had a death in the family, and not just a death in a family. Her son was actually killed by a drunk driver. And then on top of that, she had her own health issues that she was dealing with. Even her doctor has said that she's a miracle, that she's survived and that she continues to live her life the way she can. But she's just been a great person in the community. She's involved, and she's managed to look within herself and be who she needs to be for other people without defining herself by what she is in terms of what she has, what she has a husband, doesn't have a husband, has children, doesn't have children, that she's enough just as herself for other people.
Yeah. And I thought that her willingness to share her story in a public manner like that, I believe it's the first time that she's done that, is so good, because I know there have to be people who will hear that and who will be facing similar obstacles that just seem so impregnable, or, you know, that you just no way you can get across them.
And her ability to forgive. I mean, I think lots of people, everyone, really holds on to some sort of animosity towards someone because they think that they've hurt them on purpose. But like Julie said, people don't set out to hurt each other. And you have to forgive. And she found a way to actually forgive the person who caused her son's death, which if you can forgive that, I mean, you can pretty much forgive anything.
Well, you can forgive anything. You just have to set your mind to actually do that and believe that it's better for you in your heart and in your soul to forgive. And, you know, that's certainly what we were taught. So, yeah, absolutely a great interview, Julie Mathis. If you haven't had a chance to catch it, then visit our website, www.howardhollypresents. See, I'm doing your stuff.
What do you even need me for?
Or go to our Facebook.
Facebook. Like us on Facebook, Howard Holly Presents. Or follow us on Twitter, Holly Presents. Holly's H-O-L-L-E-Y.
And you can download our podcast.
From iTunes. Search us in the iTunes store. Great. Man, he's going to get rid of me.
My guest today is Rick Reinemann. Rick is the former chief mechanic and crew chief for Penske Racing. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Now, you're down in Port St. Lucie, which is really not too far from us here in Palm Coast.
Nope. I moved down here, moved the wife down here last August.
Oh, just recently. From where, Rick?
From Mooresville, North Carolina, which is where the Penske Racing is located.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Well, Rick, you know, tell me a little bit about first Penske Racing. And I know, you know, this is part of the Indy Car Series and IRL. And, you know, down here between Port St. Lucie and here in Palm Coast, Daytona is the heart of racing, right?
That's what they say.
So we've got to educate our people here about IndyCar racing. Tell me a bit.
Well, IndyCar racing is open wheel racing here in the United States. It's similar to Formula One, which is, you know, raced around the world. But the IndyCar series, like I said, it's gets its name, of course, from the Indianapolis 500, which is, you know, one of the biggest premier races in the world. And, you know, it was great to be a part of it.
And how long were you a part?
I was with Penske Racing for 31 years.
Oh, wow. Well, I spent 33 years at Xerox, Rick. You almost caught me. And so
well,
tell me.
I'm still kind of adding to those years.
He's like you, Howard. Rick has also failed at retirement, just like you did.
Miserably, Rick.
Yes.
So tell me, how did you get into racing? And, you know, was this something that you aspired to do when you were a kid?
Well, yeah, I would say I'm not sure I aspired to make a career of it. I was interested in it. I enjoyed racing. I raced go-karts up in Pennsylvania, and then it was from there that a friend of mine had, was involved in racing, and he was an engine builder for Paul Newman, the
okay,
actor.
Okay, sure, yeah.
And I had a chance to join him for some racing, and of course, you know, jumped on it. I got to go to his races. At the time, Paul Newman was racing the SCCA sanctioned racing series, and I was able to, you know, attend the races, help, you know, wherever I could, whether it was, you know, just waxing the car or going and getting tools for somebody. So, you know, it was a start. And I would say from that, you know, getting, you know, my feet wet, that I thought, man, this is pretty nice. you know, it's exciting. You know, anything that you'll work on, sometimes it takes a while to get results.
Mm-hmm.
But in racing, weekend to weekend, yeah. Most of the time, so you get instant results of anything that you've, you know, that you've done.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, is it in fact every weekend?
Racing is the racing sometimes is every weekend, sometimes every other weekend, but there's never a, you know, you don't stop, you know, performing your duties in that because there's no race that weekend. You're either testing or, you know, trying to modify something to make it better. So without the race actually is the easier part of the, you know, of the challenge. It's getting up to that event that is the hardest part.
So you're the crew chief for Penske.
Yes, and I was crew chief, let's see, for 25 years.
Wow. So what does that entail?
Go ahead.
What does that entail?
Well, you're responsible for just about everything on the car. Mm-hmm. You know, making sure that you know, that car is ready to go and you know, there's, you know, hopefully no failures and you're responsible for the crew that assembles it and responsible for any of the pit crew assignments. So, you know, it's a long-entailed, you know, version of possibly being a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you have a team of, about 10 people?
On the team, you usually have four mechanics with you, and then you have a support group. You've got an engineer. You've got DAG, which is a data acquisition person. You've got truck drivers. You've got... you know, you've got a lot of support people that
so it's a
don't
lot of,
actually work on the car.
Yeah, I was about to say, it sounds like it's a lot more than who you see in the pit.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
It's a much broader team.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, and you've got support from, of course, people that don't even travel to the race that
mm-hmm.
are, you know, back in the shop doing projects, wind tunnel testing, shaker test. It goes on and on and on.
Wow, fantastic. Listen, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and then we're going to come right back. You are listening to Against All Odds, and our guest today is Rick Reinemann. We'll be right back.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Greetings, this is Cindy Dalecki from Marketing to Go here to let you know that our office has moved. We are now located at Palm Coast Town Center behind FPC and near Epic Movie Theater at 145 City Place on the third floor. If you are looking for branding help, social media assistance, or marketing and public relations solutions for your company or nonprofit, give us a call at 566-3466 or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/marketingtogo. We look forward to creating a buzz about your business.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And our guest today is Rick Reinemann. Rick is the former chief mechanic and crew chief for Penske Racing, which is a part of the IndyCar series. And we were just talking about his background and how he got to where he is. But, you know, Rick, you've been rather successful. You've got 30 wins, the most by anyone in the history of Penske. And you've got 4 Indianapolis 500 wins out of 12 participations. That's phenomenal, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, I take pride in that, but you also have to understand that you know, it's a lot of people involved in getting those wins and championships and whatnot. And the key with Penske Racing is, and it all goes, you know, starts with Roger himself, is surrounding yourself with good people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he has done through the years. And, you know, I've always had good people on my crew. Yeah, sometimes you have to weed a few out, you know, to get what you would consider your ultimate team.
Yeah.
Guys that want to work, that want to do this. And so in that sense, I've been, you know, pretty well, I would say, blessed to have such good people surrounding me.
Well, let's explore that a little bit. I've got something here that I looked at that my staff gave me, and I'm going to quote it. It says, "Everyone on the team needs to function at top speed with absolutely no room for error. Fractions of a second in the pit can make the difference between victory and defeat in an important race." And that sounds like what you're saying. So what are the challenges that you face in trying to operate at that level of efficiency?
Well, I mean, the challenge is every day. I mean, 7 o'clock in the morning, you get, you know, to the shop and you understand what your objectives are, where you want to be at the end of the day, where you want to be at the end of the week. And what you throw into that is it's not only the car that has to finish the race, but mm-hmm. you need to have a group of people to succeed. And, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning at the shop, we're doing pit practice every day. And, you know, the guys, they know that they're a big part of winning. And again, it's not just the driver that needs to take the checkered flag. He needs to have the guys behind him to
sure.
get him to that point.
Absolutely.
And we work very hard on perfection. And we will do pit stop practices every day and as long as it takes to get it right. And the good thing about it is, as long as you have the guys that understand what you are trying to accomplish, it is so much easier to do, and it makes everybody, you know, understand what each other's objective is, and it's a great thing to be surrounded by.
So the level of teamwork and that you've got to achieve to execute the way you're talking about and to perform at that level, are there any secrets that you have used, that various teams, as people are coming in and off the team, you know, what have you found to be the type of ingredients that are necessary to build a top performing team?
Well, I think it started right with the fact that it was Penske Racing.
Mm-hmm.
When people come there, they have high expectations, mm-hmm. you know, and so right away they know that, number one, they're either in for a battle or, you know, and they know that there's a lot of work entailed. So they already come in with a frame of mind that, hey, this is what they expect from me, and, you know, I have to perform
mm-hmm.
or I'm not going to be here. And so that makes it a lot easier, that just the fact that it was Penske Racing and, you know, people want to be there.
Yeah, so they expect high expectations.
Oh, absolutely.
And then they're committed to perform.
They're committed to perform. And, you know, as it's if you don't perform, it's, you know, there's, of course, consequences. You know, there's so many people that rely on whether you have a great pit crew
mm-hmm.
or whether you have a normal pit crew, and the great pit crews are going to win your races. And again, there's so many people to rely on. It's not just the team. There's so many people behind you, the sponsorships, the money that they put in, you know, to the team. And failure, you know, we always say this, failure is not an option.
Right. No, I'm a big believer in that type of an attitude, particularly when you're trying to deliver against what I call client expectations.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you've got, I know you've participated in quite a few pit stop contests, and you won first prize in one not too long ago, an 8.335 second pit stop?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that wasn't our record. I think we were in the sevens. Yeah.
Your record is in the sevens?
Yes. And
wow.
That's not the tire change. That was from the driver crossing the timeline
uh-huh.
to the exit of the timeline.
Wow.
The actual tire change, I've had crews that we would do it in under 3 seconds. You know, and it's a pretty big deal in mm-hmm. in racing. The NASCAR series has it with their yep. pit stop competitions.
Sure.
It's a big deal. It's a bragging rights for the crew. They get a chance to show what they can do. And Penske Racing, I may be kind of guessing at this, but it's somewhere around 13 times we've won the Indy pit stop competition, which is a reflection of how good and how, the hard that these crews work.
That's true. So, Rick, I want you to tell the audience about what you're doing now. I know you just came back from Asia. And I think it's very interesting, the series that you're helping to get launched around the world. Could you tell us about it?
Sure. There's a new series that started. It's been in the making for the last couple of years, and they finally are getting it off the ground. It's called the Formula E series. It's an electrical race car series that the cars are built by Dallara, which is the same manufacturer that does the IndyCar chassis.
Oh, okay.
And it's a 600-volt battery that bolts in the place of a motor. And the first race was in China last week, and it went off with no problems. It was a great success. The cars, it's all on street circuits in downtown cities. And
sort of like a Formula One?
Formula One event, okay. Yes. And a lot of Formula One ex-drivers, sons of Formula One drivers are all participating. So it's a pretty, it's a new series, which is, you know, great to be a part of, something that is, you know, just starting. I got into it through Roger Penske's son, Jay, and he had contacted me, asked if I'd be interested in helping him out, and of course, I couldn't say no.
Of course not.
And so it's turned out that it's a pretty interesting format.
Well, it sounds like it, and good luck with it. I think it's a good way to showcase and focus on electric cars. And, you know, I think if we close our eyes and leap forward 10 or 20 years, a great percentage of the cars being sold then, I suspect, will be hybrid or electric.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the places that we're racing, you know, in the UK, for example, I was over there working on them and pull into a gas station and the gas is $8 a gallon and we're complaining about, you know, $3 a gallon. And so these cities that we are racing, the Beijings, London, Berlin,
Kuala Lumpur,
you know, Lumpur. Yeah. It's all, you know, you're right. It's going to be electric one day, and it's not far off.
Yeah. Well, Rick, it's been a pleasure talking to you and getting to learn a bit about the IndyCar series. Hopefully, our listeners have enjoyed it as well. And I want to thank you for your time, Rick. I want to thank you. It's been difficult trying to catch up with you traveling all around the world. But thanks for hanging in there, and thanks for participating.
Well, sure. I appreciate taking the time to do this.
Good. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Reinemann, thank you. We will be right back. You are listening to Against All Odds.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And we just finished up with our guest today, Rick Reinemann. So in this segment, we generally talk about our driveway moments, what we heard in the interview that we think should be resonating. Kristen, what did you take away?
I took away the importance of teamwork. When you look at, and I didn't know a whole lot about IndyCar racing or how the pits work and how many people really need to be working together, but you're in this high-pressure environment where you either fail or you succeed, and you have to do it so quickly, and you have to have this cohesive team and work together as a team, or it's not going to happen. And I think a lot of times in our lives, we think we can do it ourselves. We just need one good person. Everyone else will just come along. But like Rick told us, I mean, everyone on the team has to be performing to these high expectations. Mm-hmm. And they already had a good team, so the people coming in obviously already knew that they were going to be held to those high expectations. But when we do this in business, and people don't always come in knowing that they're going to be expected to perform at that level, and you need a good leader of your team who can motivate everyone and get everyone on the right page if you're going to be successful.
Yeah, he made an interesting analogy for me, Kristen, when I asked him about defining a crew chief's role. And he says it's like quarterback. And it's an interesting analogy because football being the number one sport, you automatically get what he's saying because exactly what you just described, you can't win football without team. You know, everybody's got to understand their roles. And the quarterback is the person who guides all of that, at least on the offensive side. And when you think about car racing, the crew chief is the person.
Always thought it was the driver. I thought he was the guy in charge, but he's really not. He just drives the car.
Right. Well, I mean, it's all the money. Role isn't like a wide receiver or, you know, there are a lot of analogies in other sports. But, yeah, that analogy of the crew chief being, you know, much like the quarterback and the person who's leading the team and bringing the team together. So I thought that was a good one. And I like the way he said that, you know, practice makes perfect. You know, proper player planning prevents poor performance. Okay. And that is so true. And it applies not just on the athletic field or in racing, but it also applies at work and in your personal endeavors. You know, it's the feedback of champions is going out, practicing and getting better every time. And surrounding yourself with the right people. All right, we're going to have to close up. And as always, my name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
The best of luck to all of you in your upcoming week and overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed week.